You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 AM on this Wednesday, December 20th, as it's time for our Valley Talk program. I'm Tyler Hergert, and joining me today is Matt and Fred Parno. And guys, how are you doing today?
Great. Fantastic day.
And so, Fred, I'll let you dive right into it. What are you guys talking about today?
I would like to introduce to the public what we've done because of an unfortunate tragedy. A lot of people in the community know that are aware our son passed away back in June. Sorry about that. We'll get through it. And as we visited with his friends, his age, et cetera, he was 39, and our family, and the love that he had for his passion that was not related to his work as an aerial spray pilot, but his personal life and his activities was outdoor activities, outdoor recreation. And what can we do to create and build a legacy in his name for those activities? But more importantly, with his friends we visit with and the stories that they've told us since then. And there again, we didn't, you know, there's quite a few of those people, you know, his age with those activities that we flat did not know, my wife and I. We wanted to carry on his passion for working with kids. The different friends, they would tell stories. Every week we hear stories of things that Adam would do with young kids. You know, for example, where he lived, this one quick example. Kids would go out to an ice skating rink across the road from where he lived, across the street, literally. Ice skating rink was there. And he'd go out there and play boot hockey with these kids. You know, he'd just walk over there and play with these kids. And other stories from their friends were just overwhelming. And, you know, we got to figure out how to carry on that love for outdoor recreation and kids that he touched. It's unbelievable. So we, what we've developed or come up with is a 501c3 that's been recognized by IRS as a nonprofit foundation. And through that, we've named it Get Kids Outdoors. And pretty simple. We're currently in the process of developing a logo and a website and things like that are going on. But the purpose of this is, there again, just to carry on his passion for these activities. And through that, our mission is that we would invite, have craft activities. And Matt will talk about a couple of them in a second here. Hold activities where kids that have not experienced. The first activity is ice fishing outing. It's designed for kids that have not experienced ice fishing, for example. They don't have the opportunity to just experience those types of things. And the long-term goal is that these activities would inspire those kids to carry on the activity into their adult life with their kids. The example I use is that, you know, when I visit with people about, you ask a friend, say, well, how was deer hunting this year? And they say, well, no, I don't hunt deer because I never did as a kid. And for those of us that do hunt, ice fish, snowmobile, those outdoor activities that have experienced that, realize the value and how much fun that is, but there again, you carry it into your lifetime as you go forward. So that's it, kind of in a nutshell what we're doing. We're going to have some annual activities. We have some things coming up, and we hope to do these activities for several years to come.
How did you come up with the name?
Well, we first thought about take a kid fishing, and we realized that probably was already used, so we steered away from that. Plus, it would kind of pigeonhole us to the word fishing. And there again, his passions were snowmobiling and hunting. You know, we might do some things with those activities as we go forward. But there's other activities. For example, the gun safety training, firearm safety training program in Fisher approached us for some help in acquiring some training materials for them. And that's something that we could help other organizations or other partner with other people to help them with their cause as well. But really anything with outdoors. It could be archery, it could be downhill skiing, you know, anything to get kids exposed, is the word that we use, expose. And once we do that, the hope there again is they would continue that through their lifetime with their families as they grow in the future.
How important is it to have kids outside being active and playing just any sort of activity?
Well, I think it helps in their overall health. That creates educational opportunities to learn about the outdoors, whether it be bird watching, whatever it might be. Just literally get kids out, like it says, get kids outdoors to experience something other than, you know, sitting by the TV doing the Xboxes or whatever they do, whatever they do nowadays. I'm not even sure what it is, but there's so much to experience outside. You know, this going for a walk on a winter day or down to the park, go to Itasca Park or Riedela Refuge. We got something we're working on for this summer where that would include that. But each thing we're going to do will be the activity plus an educational component that goes along with those activities. So it's hopefully a life learning experience that they'll continue with.
And hopefully memories that they'll be able to carry with them forever too.
Absolutely.
And what are going to be some of the events that are coming up, Matt?
Well, our first event we're doing February 3rd, we will be taking hopefully 40 kids to Island Lake ice fishing, where American Crystal Sugar will be providing us with a bus to haul the kids out there. And on the bus, UMC Natural Resources Club will be part of their outreach. Well, they'll be doing kind of a classroom on wheels. They'll be doing like a fish identification or fish species identification, ice safety, how tying knots, talking about invasive species. Right now the plan is that the kids will be able to experience getting rides out to the houses in Bombardiers. We'll kind of rotate different, weather permitting, hopefully we have nice ice fishing weather where we can, you know, kid will be able to sit on a bucket possibly or different houses and ice castles type things. Kind of teaching them how to possibly clean fish. And there'll be also, we'll have snowshoes where they can kind of experience that too. Right now, every kid is going to go home with an ice fishing rod and reel combo, a little tackle box with jigs and lures and other fishing-related things. We'll be providing a meal for them, and hopefully we'll be frying some fish out in the lake, too, for them to get a little taste of fresh fish. We got quite a few volunteers and sponsors that are helping out with that, so it's going pretty good.
Yeah, it sounds like a really fun event, a great way to start off February. Again, that'll be February 3rd.
Yep.
And what's the age range for kids to participate in? Is this anyone?
The target, kind of all the activities, really. There might be some specific activities that are more age-restrictive. But our overall focus is really ages 10 to 15 in that area. I have a good friend of mine who has a similar program down in the Twin Cities area, and this is for kids up in our region of the state, you know, not just Crookston, it's Fisher, Red Lake Falls, Fertile, kind of this geographic area. But from 10 to 15, this particular event, we're probably looking at kids that are, say, 13, 14, 15 in that age group.
Mm-hmm. And then there's going to be another event coming up in February as well.
On the 24th of February, the Crookston Driftbuster Snowmobile Club has putting on a ride for the region. I guess not just Crookston Hurrigan necessarily, but the region. And that's put together in Adam's memory. Previous to this time, they had a memory ride for a gentleman from Fisher. And now they're supporting this event, which we're thankful for. And that will, snowmobilers will kind of center leaving Crookston, but they can jump on the trail any place they choose to. But we're traveling from Crookston to Euclid, over to Warren, Thief River Falls, through St. Hilaire, Red Lake Falls, Fertile, gently, and then the kind of headquarters back at the Crookston Inn and in Crookston here, and they've been very accommodating in their support of this event. They've offered the entire ballroom to hold activities once we get back here. There's going to be a lot of drawings, a lot of prizes, a lot of stuff for kids. Here again, our focus for our family and get kids outdoors is for kids. We want them to be involved. Not everybody will ride a snowmobile, obviously, on this route. I guess from what I understand, that some people actually drive in their vehicles to go from spot to spot, and they get a punch card thing. And if they stop here, they get a punch card, and that when at the end of the day, they have X number of punches on their card, and then that's thrown into a bucket, and they draw a hat or prizes and whatever they. So there's a lot of good fun activities. One of the things, kind of a little portion of that, is for families that with children that have snowmobiles. And they will go, a couple of gentlemen have offered to volunteer for a sense, guide them to the warming house, which is over towards Red Lake Falls. Once they get there, they're going to have a bonfire. There's going to be some snowmobile safety discussion and training when they're there. Some cases be a refresher on some safety aspects. But there again, it's a learning experience for the families and those kids that attend that. And here again, everybody will come back to the Crookston Inn at a specified time. 5 o'clock or whatever it turns out to be, and enjoy the activities in the evening. And there's going to be beanbag toss for kids, and you know, a bunch of stuff for kids to be involved in. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Is there a time that it's going to start at, or have you not been able to decide that yet?
That is yet to be determined. I'll put it that way.
Yep, that's all right. And then, are there any other events coming up?
Well, this summer, one of our largest, Adam really liked golfing too, even though he didn't really get the opportunity to do much, working so much in the summer. But we'll be having a golf tournament or golf scramble as one of our main fundraisers, where it's not going to be your normal golf tournament. We will be setting up the Minocqua as a par three, so every hole is a par three. So we'll be taking some different shots at the greens that even me, as not a very good golfer, has not even been that far off the fairway. but it'll be really, really interesting. Every hole will have a hole in one contest. So if on any of the nine holes you get a hole in one, you'd get win $5,000. And then it'll be an 18-hole tournament, and the 18 closest to the pin after the tournament will set them up on hole 9, where hopefully people come and watch too, that each one of those 18 people will get a shot for $100,000. And there's also, we're going to have different putting games and kind of chipping games as kind of a, to be able to bring people in. And this is a really, something really unique kind of, I mean, our family's all kind of unique. So we kind of wanted to be more something a little different, not just a regular normal scramble. So.
Yeah. So you'll be setting it up for entirely par threes at Minocqua, and it's an 18-hole tournament, you said?
Yeah, it'll be an 18-hole tournament. And that it's here coming about end of March. We're hoping to have more stuff lined up, everything, and where we can get going more on it. So.
And when will that take place?
June 22nd.
All right, so mark your calendars down. Should be a really fun event and a little bit of a unique setup to Minocqua. As you said, you might be able to play some holes that, in a new way, you haven't played them before.
That's right. I mean, we might. One of the thoughts is for hole number one, instead of basically every hole for men's, it has to be 150 yards and 130 yards for women. And like on hole six, it's a challenge. On hole seven are a challenge to get that 150 yards, where you'd be, for the men, 150 yards, you'd be hitting on the hill, and we don't want to be doing that. So that'll be a different little setup. And but like hole one, instead of playing the fairway of hole one, teeing off on hole two's fairway and hitting east at the green instead. Just something where you never should be that far left, but
yeah,
just a different kind of atmosphere. So.
And again, is that for just kids? Is that for adults too?
Who can participate? This will be due to the gambling stuff. It'll be 18 and older. But this is an event that we'll be doing to raise money for to do the other take a kid fishing and so on. So
an exciting event that's coming up in the summertime. And I've heard you guys talk a little bit about the sponsors. Do you want to highlight those?
I want to mention too, one of the reasons we're coming on the radio today. This is really a lot of people in the community know that we have some things coming up and we're planning this, but this is really a kind of a public unveiling of our Get Kids Outdoors, make people in the community aware of what we're doing and what we're going on. The ice fishing thing in Langby that we're doing February 3rd. Actually, we're going to have a sign up for kids to do that. We're actually sign up an application to be selected for that event. That we're going to start that January 2nd, right after school starts, after the first of the year. But we really want to highlight, a lot of the sponsors that have helped for these things coming up, the ice fishing thing in particular, American Crystal Sugar, they're providing the bus, which is very, very nice. UMC Natural Resources Club, their group of people is putting together this educational program as we travel. Other events, sponsors is Shields of Grand Forks. They've helped us out with the snowshoes and things, other items, things like that. The snowmobile or the Crookston Firefighters Association is providing some fun storage event. Napa Crookston Welding is going to provide the meal for the kids out there. So that's very, very nice of them, very generous. LeBlanc Realty has provided some financial support. Want to thank them. But also some tackle that we're going to put in a bucket. Clam Outdoors is going to provide a 5-gallon bucket for each one of the kids, right? So when they get their rod and reel and their little tackle box with some jigs, we're going to have a bucket for all these kids to go home. So they're providing some items there, along with Lindy Tackle and Polaris Industries. They're going to provide a few items for us. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have a lot of prizes for kids, a lot of educational there again. Hopefully they have a good time, inspires them to continue it on into the future.
And is there a way that people can contact you guys to find out any more information?
Well, we will be having sign-up sheets at the Cove, or for the ice fishing at the Cove and at Don Boone's
insurance office.
That there'll be places there for sign-up sheets to be picked up and returned. Where else were we doing that at?
But there again, it's for kids that have not had the opportunity to experience this. And primarily, it'll be through the schools, but there's other places that'll have sign-up as well. We are in the process, and it should be completed here in the next few days, is our website with information about our events coming up and kind of our mission and so forth. You're going to what we're doing, and that's called getkidsoutdoorsmn.org. Getkidsoutdoorsmn.org. And if there's folks that have some questions, they can call me myself, 218-280-6344.
Well, Fred and Matt, thank you very much for joining us today on our Valley Talk program. Get Kids Outside is the program. And again, the first event is going to be on
February 3rd.
And where will that be at?
At Island Lake in Langby.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us today on our Valley Talk program. Best of luck to the events. And maybe we'll have you on in the new year.
Thank you very much. Well, there's some more stuff we got in the works, so we'll be speaking again.
All right. Happy holidays.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
So that was our Valley Talk program, and now it is time to hear from the AP News.